Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I am dictating a neurological report on patient Jennifer Janet Holsey, H-O-L-S-E-Y, addresses 142 West Lassen Avenue, apartment 25, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-701-6388. Her date of birth is 7/4/1983. She's a 41-year-old, divorced. Mother of children. ID is XXX XXX 3709. License number B8D14478. Her insurance is Blue Shield of California. Dash PPO. Pharmacy is CVS on Esplanade. It's addressed to Dr. James Wee, OOI, MD. Dr. Wee is below it, I should say, Family Medicine, 383 Connors Court, Suite F, Chico, California, 95926, 530-345-5879. leave a space for his fax number. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of dyskinesia. Right lumbar radiculopathy due to strain. Morbid obesity dash treated. Hypertension, symptoms of tardive dyskinesia, treatment for nutritional insufficiency, new paragraph, current medications, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, etanolol 25 milligrams, Ostuato 12 milligrams twice a day, Effexor XR 37.5 milligrams, Strattera 18 milligrams, vitamin D3 5000 milligrams, vitamin B12 2500 milligrams, fish oil 2000 milligrams, magnesium 400 milligrams for restless legs. Current complaints, recurrent and stereotypical symptoms of movement disorder, subparagraph, catamenial symptoms possibly associated with headache and tardive dyskinesia, subparagraph, remote history of COVID virus infection times 3. Dear Dr. Wee and professional colleagues, Jennifer Haley, I'm sorry, it's Holsey, H-U-L-S-E-Y, was seen in the office today for neurological evaluation, referred with a history of catamenial symptoms of stereotypical recurrent headache and at times tremor. New paragraph. Her clinical examination today demonstrates piano-type fingering movement consistent with her tardive dyskinesia, having been on Geodon for a period of time and now taking Ostuato, 12 milligrams, anticipating readjustment. New paragraph. Her neurological examination is abnormal, demonstrating both palmomental responses and Babinski signs on both sides. New paragraph. She has no evidence of a sensory neural radiculopathy or neuropathic symptoms. New paragraph. There is no unusual tremor in body parts at rest. New paragraph. She complains of unsteadiness, but her ambulatory examination shows marginal, if any, ataxia. Her Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph. Cranial nerve evaluation is normal. New paragraph. Her motor examination shows normal bulk tone and strength. Sensory examination is intact to all modalities. Her deep tendon reflexes are mild to moderately brisk without clonus. New paragraph. Cerebellar testing shows preserve rapid alternating and successive movements and fine motor speed. There is no inducible stereotypical resistance or cogwheeling on passive range of motion testing. New paragraph. Her mental status is evaluation is normal. New paragraph. She has recently completed workers' comp evaluation for back pain and is awaiting referral for physical therapy for hip and back pain on the right with radicular features. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Probable post-COVID syndrome. New paragraph. History and findings of tardive dyskinesia. New paragraph. History of dysomnia, the next paragraph. Concerns about cognitive decline, new paragraph, recommendations. I am giving her the NIH quality of life questionnaire to complete and return for determination of and validation of cognitive and other mental dysfunction, new paragraph. We will schedule her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquant brain imaging study at the Halo Imaging Center. Number four, the findings of a neurological examination, cervical MR imaging will be completed. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for risk factor determination for cognitive decline and dementia will be completed. New paragraph. Post-COVID laboratory evaluation will also be obtained. New paragraph. With her clinical history and symptoms, we will refer her for physical therapy evaluation and treatment for her right hip and low back symptoms of catamenial radiculopathy. New paragraph. With her history of COVID and post-COVID symptoms with catamenial symptomatology, we will be obtaining both static and dynamic electroencephalograms with Dr. John Schmidt, MD, in Orville. New paragraph. I will see her for follow-up and reevaluation with her findings. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then, period.